Exactly. And it really dovetails beautifully with the mission of the Pittsburgh Creative Reuse Center, in that it's all about making beauty out of what could otherwise be wasted. So it's really a terrific thing to be able to share. And as a special treat, so the show goes up November 15th, and from noon to 3 on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, Ana will be with us at the center. So anyone who's interested in coming to see her works, to possibly buy some, we'll also have the opportunity to speak with her, talk to her about her work, and grab her card if you're interested in following her career in the future and possibly making other purchases from her.
That's terrific. What other activities should folks know about the Center for Creative Reuse? I know hours have been a bit limited due to the pandemic, but you're beginning to have people come by appointment now, right?
Yes. So actually, we've been incredibly safety conscious, which I really have to credit our incredible executive director, Ash Andrews, for her diligence and keeping the center afloat while also protecting the safety of our community and our staff. We are currently open on Sunday and Wednesday, or Sunday through Wednesday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. to come in. You can shop by appointment. You can make a personal shopping, reconnect with a staff member who will help you find what you need. There's also an online store. And some special news that is not officially out there yet, but Ash gave me permission to share, is that we're expanding our hours to Saturdays, which we're really glad to be able to offer. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shopping, and that'll be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For people to be able to come in and see the center. If you're not familiar with the center, it sits right at the intersection of arts and environmental causes, which is very cool. That we have a full store, and it is entirely stocked with donated items that would otherwise end up in a landfill or the back of somebody's basement. And so we're really glad to make those available to our community to either use the form that they're in or creatively reuse them in art, like what Ada does.
Well, I hope that folks will consider stopping by. The store is at 214 North Lexington Street. I should say the center is at 214 North Lexington Street. And best to take a look at pccr.org to find out the latest on hours and activities, and a great chance to stop by coming up on Monday through Wednesday of next week, noon to 3, November 15th through the 17th, to meet Ms. Cyrus, the quilt maker, being honored. Thank you so much, Sarah. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for being up so early. They said Sarah's the early bird. She's the one you're going to want to talk to this early in the morning. So
I have a 6-week-old daughter. So that's why I'm up at all hours right now.
That helps. What's her name?
Abigail.
Will you tell Abigail we said hello? Thank you. Take care.
I will do that. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We program children like Abigail to wake up their parents and sometimes even others in the neighborhood on Saturdays to be sure we still have a large listening audience. Thank you to Abigail, you, and the fellow children that you work with. Tommy asked how long Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show. Good question. And let's see, he retired in 94. And he retired in 92 and started in 62. So it was about 30 years. And Jimmy Kimmel has the longevity record among the current hosts. Not among all late-night hosts, but simply among the current hosts. You may have been wondering about that.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
I'm sewing a name for the world to see. I'm sewing a name to reassure me. One life is never lived in vain. One man's pleasure, not another man's pain. I'm saving this name like a book from the past. It has tattered edges and a spirit that will last. I'm saving this name for the world to see that the life you lived is now part of me. We're joining a family of others who sew and watching a beautiful artwork grow and trying to see that the world won't ignore the rights and the loves we've been fighting for. I'm saving this name like a book from the past. It has tattered edges and a spirit that will last. I'm saving this name for the world to see that the life you live is now part of. Stitch I use. Your favorite colors are the ones I choose. And I couldn't leave off your sparkly blue tie. You wore the day I caught your eye. I'm saving this name like a book from the past. It has tattered edges and a spirit that will last. I'm saving this name so the world to see that the life you lived is now part of me. I'm sewing a name to reassure me. One life is never lived in vain. One man's pleasure, not another man's pain. I'm saving this name like a book from the past. It has tattered edges and a spirit that will last. I'm saving this name for the world to see that the life you live is now part of.
Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt at the Saturday Light Brigade. Last week, we helped crash the Carnegies for its 125th anniversary, and all of the interviews you heard on the air are available from Mary Frances Cooper, Suzanne Fennis, and many others. You can hear those interviews along with singer-songwriter Alex Hamburger, Chris Cox from Pittsburgh Opera, and poet Natalie Homer, all from last week's program, by going to neighborhoodvoices.org. I have to admit something to you. I really have enjoyed the time change this week. It did take me a while to adjust to it, but it's just been crisp and clear, and even though it gets dark earlier at night, it's been wonderful from my perspective. I know that's not everybody's perspective. Ricky's looking at me as if to say, yeah, you don't have to do anything when you get home. That's exactly, I read her mind. Get home, it's dark, you know, all I do is curse the darkness instead of going out there and weeding and transplanting evergreens, which she did yesterday. It helps that we had such a nice week of weather, too. Let's give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for the one word that naturally follows the three that we're going to give you. And those three words are head, kick, and false. Head, kick, and false. One word naturally follows those three. Do you know what it is? If you do, share your answer with us. The Saturday Light Brigade charge will come your way. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You're just a phone call away from talking with the aforementioned Mrs. Berger or myself. The words again, head, kick, and false. One word follows those three. Good luck. Here's Joni Mitchell with an early version of a song we get a lot of requests for this time of year. I suspect you'll recognize it.
I awoke today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky, then it gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold and all the trees are shivering in an aching row, I get the urge for gold, but I never see colored skin, and not another girl in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves fell on the ground and bully winds came around, pushed them face down in the snow, the vagrant winter out and out. the mind, the soul. But she's got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. She gets the
If a man has money today, people don't care if he has Coco Bay. If a man has money today, people don't care if he has Coco Bay. He can commit murder and get off free, live in the governor's company. But if you are poor, people tell you, shoo, a dog is better than you.
There, you've got Layla McCullough. Layla McCullough here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And a tune called Money is King. You might enjoy watching the video of her doing that. She's just amazing. Joni Mitchell did Urge for Going. From a release of archives covering her work between 1968 and 1971. Hello to Scott and Myrna and Clarion. Nice to have you tuned in today. Thank you for your note. And good morning to Bruce and Ingram. And we have only a few correct answers to our puzzle this morning, and we'll give you the clues once again, plus an additional single clue that is a good addition. Head, kick, and false jump will be the one we add to that, courtesy of Russ. Head, kick, false, and jump. One word follows those. 412-200-5975. You could also add running as a clue. That also by way of Russ. We need to get Russ a staff writer's credit here. Tommy in Pleasant Hills had a guess of board. Boy, that would follow running, wouldn't it? But it's not board. Tom in McCandless got the correct answer and also reports that it is snowing in McCandless. Bruce got the correct answer and notes that Joni Mitchell just had her 78th birthday last Sunday. Mike and Myers got it. John and Carrick also got the answer correct as well. 412-200-5975. Charlie also got the correct answer. Charlie, thank you for checking in. Jay in Washington thought it might be back. That's another one that follows running too. But there's a better clue, or a better answer, I should say, than that one. Here comes Linda. She got it and has solved most of our puzzles today. And Tommy in Pleasant Hills also reports that it's snowing, and he got the correct answer as well. Have you figured it out yet? We'll give you the correct answer shortly. Jay in Washington just got it correct. Well done, Jay. And Lois in Gibsonia. Good morning, Lois. She got the correct answer. So we've got false, running, head, and kick, and jump. Were you able to come up with the word we were looking for? Dan and Mercer just got it. Well done, Dan. Tommy said that first he was thinking of stand, like kickstand. And actually, I was too. But eventually, he got the correct answer. And so has Mr. Pudge in Lamartine. And it looks like Sharon also got the correct answer. Sharon is in North Carolina, and words are her thing, you know, so well done. Well done, Sharon. And the answer we were looking for is the word start. Start, kick start, jump start, running start, false start. That's the word. we were looking for. If you came up with start, well done. Start is the word, and Jim in Crafton Heights just texted us with that very answer. And having acknowledged all the correct answers, we are now going to turn to the world of Shakespeare. And Jeffrey Chips is here from Steel City Shakespeare Youth Academy. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Now, this coming Friday at 7 o'clock in Millvale at the Steel City Shakespeare Center.
In Westview, sorry.
Oh, in Westview. Okay.
Westview.
I, you know, I thought you were at the Westview Hub. Why I have Millvale here is beyond me, but that's okay.
I think if you Google us, and I don't know, this is some kind of weird thing that I haven't figured out. It says we're in Millvale, and I keep changing that, and it doesn't. So we are in Westview.
We'll let them know. You know, I'll send them a memo.
Thank you.
Because you're at the Hub, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that before. Who is with you on the phone?
I have Samuel here, and I have Isaac.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. And are they involved in the program coming
up? They are. Oh, yeah. And our puppy Boba is getting very close to the phone as well, so you might hear him.
Hi, Boba.
If he is angry.
If he's angry, no, he's just playful.
Up. Yeah, right now he is playful.
Yeah.
That's good.
You might hear him barking.
Does he like to sort of get rough a little bit in a nice, friendly way?
Yeah.
He likes to play fetch with himself. So he'll grab a toy and then he'll fling it across the room and chase it.
That's good. He's like an autonomous dog. You know, he'll just like Uber, he's going to outsource all of the all the play. He'll just play on his own.
I think so.
So, Isaac or Sam, do you want to tell us a bit about what's going on?
So,
this is Sam.
We've done the Shakespeare Youth Academy. Well, this is the first time it's called Shakespeare Youth Academy, but we had like other stuff before that. Like we had this summer in July, we had Shakespeare Camp, and it was a lot of fun. We would like perform a Shakespeare scene, parts of a Shakespeare play. Sorry, I have a bit of allergies, so it's tough.
You sound great, Sam.
Okay, there was one group called Storm, the other one was Midsummer Magic, which I was in Midsummer Magic, where we performed scenes from Midsummer Night's Dream, and I played Oberon. I was pretty good.
If you say so yourself, that sounds like
he was.
Sounds like you were great. What will you be doing this year? Are you playing a role this year?
I'm still deciding.
What are you doing in the Youth Academy this Friday?
We're gonna perform some parts from Henry V.
And Henry IV, Part 2. And then Isaac's group. So we have Group 1, and that's kindergarten through 4th grade. And I don't think we have any kindergartners, so it's 1st through 4th grade. And then we have Group 2 is divided into 2 groups, and that's 12th grade, but I think our oldest are in 9th. Maybe we might have a 10th grader. Okay.
And I know that
anyway,
those groups, I noted, had very unusual names.
Yes. So we had to divide Group 2 because it's a bit bigger than Group 1. So we have Group 2B. And then Group Not 2B. That is a way better question than A and B.
Is Isaac, are you also involved?
Yeah.
You're in group one. And what are you doing?
Feeding the lion.
Yes. So each of the groups are taking a different prologue from a different play. So Isaac's group is doing the prologue, which is actually at the end of A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's in the fifth act when the Mechanicals perform Pyramus and Thisbe before the Duke, and they perform this prologue. So Isaac's role in the prologue is as the lion.
Very nice. Do you have a costume at all, Isaac?
No, I just have like a towel on my head.
Oh, that's fun.
A terrible towel on his head, and he becomes a lion.
That's nice.
Like, not like a bad towel. It's like, you know.
We're in Pittsburgh.
Towel.
We know what a terrible towel.
Yeah,
is.
Not an awful like mildewy, crummy old towel. You mean like a Steelers terrible towel?
Yeah.
And it becomes your mane. It sounds like.
Yeah.
This is fun. Isaac and, or Jeff or Sam, how can people attend? Now, we know it's in Westview, right? And this coming Friday night.
I think, don't we have, a couple people who, are far away, as in Hampton?
We might. Yeah, how people can come... So you can go on our website, or you can go on Facebook or Instagram. We've got some information about the showcase, and then that will link you to our ticketing page. You don't have to pay to come. We certainly welcome donations, and all of the ticketing is automated through a program called On the Stage. And you can just go ahead and register through there. And I think we already have... I think we've got about 20 people already RSVP'd. So, go ahead and check it out. And, these kids have been working really hard since about mid-October. We're meeting every Thursday and having a lot of fun putting these scenes together and learning and, sharing these experiences.
Well, it's wonderful to hear that. And I hope it's going to be a great opportunity for families. It's the Steel City Shakespeare Youth Academy Fall Showcase, November 19th, this coming Friday at 7 o'clock at Steel City Shakespeare Center in Westview. And I hope that we'll be able to have you join us on the radio sometime soon once our construction's complete.
That would be a lot of fun.
To have you on the air.
Yeah.
Are we working on something for the monologues.
Yes. So the Youth Academy will do our showcase this Friday. Then we'll pick up again in the new year, and we'll have a program that will connect with the Pittsburgh Public's Shakespeare competition. So kids who participate in our program can go on and compete, or they can just, do the program with us. That's fine.
And we've actually had people... who have won.
We have, and a few honorable mentions, like Sam here.
Sam, congratulations. Sam, where do you go to school?
I go to Westview Elementary. It's just, down the road from the Westview Hub.
Oh, how nice. And
Isaac, too.
I was going to ask Isaac. So Sam's in fifth grade. Do you like, it's nice
I'm
that...
I'm in second grade.
It's nice that you can go to school together. Well, thank you. Yeah. And for additional information, all you need to do is go to steelcityshakespeare.org. Anything else that you would like to say, Sam?
We're probably gonna have a blast watching us because we're gonna be.
You're gonna be so good, yeah.
Yeah, we're practicing pretty hard.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, and what about you, Isaac? Is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't know.
It's going to be fun.
He's really learning his lines well, though.
Yes. He memorized them.
Yeah.
Excellent. And Jeff, I'll give you the last word.
Oh, sure. No, I just want to say thanks to Scott Pavlot and the rest of the team at the Westview Hub for letting us do this and being so supportive. And I would be totally remiss if I didn't thank the other teachers, Catherine Baird, Ella Mazera, and Cole Vecchio, who've been such an enormous help over the last few weeks. So
Excellent. We're
having a blast, and come check us out.
Great. Thank you, all three of you guys. Take care. Jeffrey and Sam and Isaac and Steel City Shakespeare. What a great job they did. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at slbradio.org/radio.
Today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. One must know Homer and, believe me, both Sophocles, also Sappho.
Unless you know Shelley
and Keats
and Pope,
dainty Debbies will call you a dope. But the poet of them all,
who will start them simply raving,
is the poet people call the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just declaim a few lines from Otello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she bites when her clothes you are mussing,
what her clothes much ado about nothing. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow, bow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow. With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out of Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it, what's more, as you like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, hit her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow, bow. Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If you can't be a ham and do Hamlet, they will not give a damn or a damlet.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your lap will have honey upon it.
When your baby is bleeding for pleasure,
let her sample your measure for measure. Woo! Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth,
and they'll all kowtow.
E-faith,
and they'll all kowtow.
There from Kiss Me, Kate is Brush Up Your Shakespeare. We haven't played that in ages here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that's especially for Sam and Isaac and Jeff, who you heard just moments ago talking about Steel City Shakespeare Center's upcoming program, the Steel City Shakespeare Youth Academy Fall Showcase, this coming Friday, November 19th at 7 o'clock. You may know that SLB has been on the radio for many years, starting in 1978, and I remember playing Brush Up Your Shakespeare, sung by Jack Klugman and Tony Randall, as part of an album called The Odd Couple Sings. We used to play that quite often, in fact.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
P. Kellogg-Waddle of Saturday Light Brigade charge to you for solving some earlier puzzles that we offered this morning. Thanks for playing along on Facebook. And we're excited to let you know that our construction is underway for our new youth media center. It's coming along quicker and quicker, and we're doing our best to post progress pictures with videos to come soon, too. So those will be here soon. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at SLB Radio to keep informed about activities. You also can subscribe to our newsletter. Just go to slbradio.org/subscribe. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is now time for our Brigade Charade puzzle. This is just like charades, except I must speak. We tried miming out the clues. It just doesn't work because radio uses technology that filters out the pictures that would otherwise obscure your imagination. Therefore, we have to use our words. And this week, we're looking for a three-syllable scientific tool, a three-syllable word, and the clue is scientific tool. Syllable one, belonging to me. Syllable two, fits between scare and bar. Syllable three, mouthwash brand. Once again, the clue is scientific tool. And the three syllables are belonging to me, fits between scare and bar, and mouthwash brand. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Lightning Hopkins now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
You know my starter won't start this morning. Boy, and my motor won't even turn. You know my starter won't start this morning. Boy, and my motor won't even turn. You know I've been running with a fast class of women's. Now they've called my little Carter run. This morning, something must be wrong with my little machine. You know my starter won't start this morning. Something must be wrong with my little machine. Mechanics say your car's all right, lad. You just been burning bad gasoline.
Got ways to make a preacher hug a devil, make a cripple walk a country mile. Sure does my heart good just to see the little woman smile. And she gets my head to spinning, so I don't know the shape I'm in. It don't take a stack of dollars to make a little woman grin. But sometimes I might get in a blue funk, like I'm gonna pack my leaving trunk. I don't know how she do it, but I always find I miss that train. And I'm behind time. See the kind of woman it just don't quit, makes her mind up, come with me. Sure gonna break my heart to leave her when it's this away. She's got a lot of hard times, so sometimes she feel like crying, dog, but you never know. And she knows I ain't good for nothing but trouble and an aching heart. Still she keeps on taking me back for a brand new start. Yeah, and sometimes I can't help but wonder what a little girl loved me so. She take me in like an old stray dog, and then she turn around and let me go. Yeah, she got ways to make a preacher hug a devil, make a cripple walk a country mile. Sure does my heart good just to see the little woman smile. Sure does my heart good just to see the little woman smile.
Paul Jeremiah at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you also heard from Lightnin' Hopkins, one of my favorites of his, my starter will start this morning, from an album called Blues Legend. Pudge just asked a question. He said, when did you start SLB? Well, I was born in 1961, and I'll tell you that I'm going to be 60 on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. It's funny, when I was a little kid, Pearl Harbor Day seemed like it was so long ago. No, I was not born in 1941, 1961. And the older I get, it seems more contemporary. It's funny that time does that. Anyway, SLB started on March 18th, 1978. So I would have been 16, right? After doing a couple years of other things in and around the radio. And I'm always happy to talk about those things, although the focus is you, not me, and other folks listening. But thanks for the question, Pudge. Maybe one of these days I should hold a press conference. I'll go out. I'll go out on the street. But it's a... I have a somewhat short attention span. This is the one thing that has held my attention quite remarkably and steadily over the years. Pudge did come up with the correct answer to a scientific tool. The syllables belonging to me fits between scare and bar and a mouthwash brand, and we will have the correct answer coming up. In fact, let's get to it now. Pappy Dog is going to join us, and then Tom is going to join us. Hello, Pappy Dog.
Good morning.
You are in New Concord. How is the weather there? Do you have any snow or anything?
Well, we had a lot of rain last night, and we had snow in the surrounding areas. I'm actually got rained out from the job site. I'm between Zanesville and New Concord, and no snow here, but a lot of my co-workers showed up with snow on their vehicles, and it's cold.
Yeah, you were driving that strange skid steer-like tank last week. You sent us a picture of that
thing. Yes, the Maruka.
The Maruka.
The Maruka, yeah.
What does it do?
It's a multitask vehicle. It has wide tracks, so when you're driving it, it doesn't disturb the ground, doesn't sink in. They're very heavy, though. Mine has a dump bed on it. I'm using it to haul stone and gravel and dirt, and it can move around in all terrain and different mud.
So all that weight, it's heavy, but it's distributed across those big flat tracks, so it won't sink into the ground.
Yes, it doesn't leave a footprint like a lot of other tracked vehicles would. Yeah.
How do you learn to run something like that?
Well, about 10 years ago, somebody looked at me and said, have you ever been in a Maruka? And I said, no. They said, okay, jump in there and see what you can do. They're all different. The one I'm driving now has a steering wheel in it. Some have had levers in them or buttons or even joysticks. So they're all different. So you just go real slow.
I'm trying very hard on the construction that's occurring adjacent to our studios as we expand. I'm trying hard not to watch too much just because I wouldn't get anything done. I love looking at things like that. And it's just lots of fun to think about what's going on and to consider those things. And it's got to be very cold out there right now for the work you're doing.
Yes. Well, one good thing is that the cab on the Maruka is heated, air-conditioned, AM/FM radio.
Oh, very nice.
Like being in your car, yes, it is. A lot of luxuries.
The radio is a particularly good thing. I'm glad to hear. It would be cruel and unusual not to have a radio with you, at least not to listen to WMCO in New Concord.
Yeah. So. I'm just on the outskirts where I'm working. I can barely pick it up. When I get on the top of the hills, it comes in fine.
I'm glad you can. Well, we gave you our clues, and you came up with what?
Microscope.
Microscope it is. And a charge for Pappy Dog. You had a few other guesses before, but microscope is the one that finally came in. So, well done.
Says, you know, I just got back in the car on my trip home, and I just caught the last clue. So I started guessing, and then as you gave me the other clues, you know, it came to me.
Excellent. Well done. It's good to talk to you. Stay safe and warm, and stay with us. I hope you will. Take care.
I sure will.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
That's Pappy Dog in New Concord. And to McCandless we go with Tom. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for holding on. Let's, before we chit-chat a little bit, did you get all the syllables belonging to me?
I got the first and last one, and then just kind of filled in the blank. So the first one was mine, I guess.
My, yeah. And then
the
mouthwash
the
brand.
I wasn't sure. But then the last one, I thought Listerine. Because it was scientific, you know. So
yeah.
Lister. But then I ran into the bathroom and I checked all my little sample bottles I get from my dental hygienist after I finished getting my teeth cleaned.
Oh, yeah, like this little...
I saw one that said Scope, so Scope. That's what gave it away.
So between Scare and Bar is Crow, Scarecrow and Crow Bar. That was that one. So and then that
what
gives,
about Old Crow?
Well, Old Crow would be a bottle of another type. I doubt your dental hygienist is providing samples of that. He or she may be. Actually, I was thinking that, you know, planes have those little bitty bottles available, or mini bars have them too in hotels. You could have those little mini bottles of Scope and Pepto-Bismol,
right.
And all those other things.
I don't know if you remember the old advertisements for Listerine.
I think I do.
It was like a poster. I remember seeing it in college, and they showed a bottle of Listerine on a gargoyle, and it said gargoyle with Listerine.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that, and I like to look at that. There's a couple Facebook groups I belong to. One is called Mid-Century Advertising that shows ads from, you know, the middle of the 20th century, and they're really fun to look at. Some of them, you know, doctors recommending their preferred brand of cigarettes. Some of them are a rather interesting statement on society at the time.
Well, I remember I was just at my doctor's office for my physical or whatever they call it today. But anyway, so I said to her, I always hear about heartburn because on TV they always say this is good for heartburn, but I didn't really knew what heartburn was.
And did your doctor tell you?
I don't know. It was kind of a vague answer, you know.
Yeah, that's a phrase, you know, as a child, you wonder if it's literal, you know. Heartburn?
Right.
Is something really going to burn?
Another one was post-nasal drip.
That I understand. I'm not going to go into detail now, but Dr. O'Donnell, my wonderful doctor, once gave me great details about how post-nasal drip works. And I'm very appreciative of him for doing that. Well,
I thought it was a personality type.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, right. PND or SPNP or something like that. Thank you, Tom. Take care. Congratulations if you came up with Microscope. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And now it's a pleasure to welcome Bill Powers from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited for you, and I know the students are excited. You're finally coming back to Heinz Hall, and it's tonight.
It is tonight, yeah.
And the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony is a wonderful ensemble, internationally known, as they've traveled the world. And what a hard time. You know, I always say, Bill, that for we adults, the interruption caused by the pandemic, wow, difficult. We still get other years as adults. You only get one chance or a couple chances to be a teenager or, you know, to be eight. You only get 18 years of age. And if the pandemic interrupted it, it's going to leave a mark. And the same is true for your kids, right? They have not had a chance to perform before a big group of listeners in quite some time.
It's been almost 2 years, frankly. December of 2019, was the last time the orchestra actually performed on the stage of Heinz Hall. They did do a concert in February, prior to most things closing down in 2020. So it's been well over 18 months and going on almost 2 years, since a live public performance has happened, which is a big gap. There were lots of things we did and measures we took to engage the students to ensure that they were still playing and practicing and performing, most of them digital, right, using computers and Zoom and different softwares that allowed playing together in a certain way, but not optimal, right, not creating ensemble in a way that being together allows. So you could imagine the palpable excitement and enthusiasm and just a thrill that being back on the stage for rehearsals has done for them. And now to perform tonight, once again, the excitement is in the air.
What is on the program for tonight?
We have several selections. Brahms Academic Festival Overture. We're doing some of Bizet's L'Arlésienne suites, two of which we actually performed over 75 years ago when Paisso started its first concert. And then a piece by David Stock, a local Pittsburgh composer who passed away recently, a piece called Drive Time. And then we conclude the program with Stravinsky's exciting and wonderful Firebird Suite from 1919.
That's a great... Oh, I love that. We actually played parts of that in marching band when I was in high school, and it was a lot of fun to play. How can folks attend tonight?
Well, as always, our concerts are free and open to the public, so there's no charge to come in. But we do ask that patrons arrange a ticket. So if they go on the Paisso website, it's very clear. You go onto the concert page and you can arrange yourself a ticket. All you need is your name and email address, and they'll send a ticket to you, and they can come to the performance tonight at 7:30. As with all of the venues in the cultural district, we do have some certain protocols. So if you are interested in coming, you will have to wear a mask, and at the door have to show proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test within the last 72 hours, and you'll have to bring a photo ID. And any children under 12, if you're looking to expose children to wonderful classical music and the youth of Pittsburgh and inspire them to potentially, audition or join Paisso in the future, children under 12 will also have to wear a mask and show proof of a negative test as well. So just want to share that with everyone so that they're aware and not surprised at the door.
And it's really a very simple protocol, so to speak, to follow, and it's being practiced throughout the cultural district, and at no charge whatsoever, you'll be able to hear a great symphony in a great space, and most importantly, clap and cheer on the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra as they return to Heinz Hall. The show is tonight, November 13th, 2021. It takes place at 7:30, and pyso.org is the way that you can arrange to make sure you have a ticket to come in. Anything else you'd like to mention, Bill?
Oh, I'm just so delighted to join you this morning, and thank you for helping us to celebrate our return to Heinz Hall, celebrate the incredibly talented musicians that we have on stage, and for sharing the news throughout the community. So thank you for all that you do.
It's our pleasure. Please give my best to Eve Goodman, who does such a great job, and really everyone at Paisso. And here's to a great show, a great return to the stage tonight for the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Keep in touch.
Thank you, Larry, very much.
Take care. That's Bill Powers, who is the executive director of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And Charlie came up with the correct answer, too. Our Brigaturade answer was microscope. And Linda also got it. Mike and Mars came up with the correct answer. Tommy in Pleasant Hill's got it. I want to be sure I mentioned everybody that came up with it. John and Carrick and Pudge and Lamartine and Dan and Mercer. Mike and Mars, who reports it snowing, by the way. And you heard Tom with the correct answer, too, along with Pappy Dog, who just sent me a picture of that big construction machine, the Maruka. I'll stick that on our Facebook page so you can look at it, too. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, radiophoenix.org, and tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other internet radio services, including slbradio.org/radio.
When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is going to be just fine. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll disc, I'll be the record company's Valentine. No more philosophic melancholia, 800 pounds of electric genitalia. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine. When I make my first tone wah wah synthesized record, everything is gonna be just grand. When I make my first tone wah-wah synthesized this, I'll have to get myself a moving band. Costume hairdo, made up cute, a personal connection in a business suit. When I make my first tone wah-wah synthesized record, everything is gonna be just grand. We'll be right back.